beginning of the parak. Misha hayatame or bederech rechoka. Torah says specifically these two cases, that if a person was tame in such a way that he couldn't eat korban pesach at night, so you don't shech korban pesach for him bechlal, or bederech rechoka, or he was far away on Erev Pesach and couldn't bring Korban Pesach, and the Gemara will discuss how what's called far away. Right now we'll just leave it open. Velo Asas HaRishon, he didn't make Pesach Rishon. Yasas HaSheni, so Torah gave a second chance to make Korban Pesach Sheni. Shogeg Onenas Velo Asas HaRishon, if he had some other shogeg, he forgot it was Erev Pesach, or some other onus happened. He wasn't far away and he wasn't Tamei, but he was locked up in prison or whatever, some other onus. And he didn't make Pesach Rishon, Yasa Sasheni. Also, he makes Pesach Sheni. In Cain, Loma Ne'emar Tomei Oshar Yoy V'Derech Rechoka. If that's the case, why did the Torah specifically say Tomei and Derech Rechoka? She'elu Pturim Mehikores, Ve'elu Chayovim Bikores. Because Tomei and Derech Rechoka are Pater from Kores, and the other ones are Chayiv and Kores. And we'll see how the Gemara learns this, but just agav, there's the Rambam Shita that fits in word by word in the Mishnah, even though the Gemara seems to say that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam says that there's a difference between any other onus and Tomei and Derech Rechoka. That if you didn't do Pesach Rishon, and because of Tomei or Derech Rechoka, and you didn't make Pesach Sheni, you're not Chayiv Kares. But if you had another onus, that you didn't do Pesach Rishon, and then you also didn't do Pesach Sheni, you're Chayiv Kares. So there's a very big difference between Tomei and Derech Rechoka and other onsim. Other Rishonim, there's absolutely no difference. If the reason you didn't do Pesach Rishon was some onus or whatever, and then you didn't do Pesach Sheni, the Mezid, you're Chayiv Kares. No difference between Tomei, Derech Rechoka and other onsim. Rashi, Misha Yatomei, Imkein Lama Nemar Tomei, Bigmara Porecho Itzrich the Iboy Lemevid Barishon Lamatsiyotit. Right? That you needed to tell me that if he wanted to do Pesach Rishon, he couldn't do it. El Aderech Rechoka Koi. The Wetzik was going on Derech Rechoka, which is an honest. Havi the Lamatsiyotit, he couldn't do it anyway. Vachinami Amrina Bigmara. Right? The Gemara says, the Chara Tameis could send a Shliach to make Korban Pesach Rishon. So you need to tell me that what's it called that he doesn't do it. But Derech Rechoka is an honest. It's impossible to do it. So why do you need to say that? It says other onsim. The Iboy Lemevet Aydei Shlucho Ovid Command Omri Gemara Hurtza. Hilka Choyel Ushar Onsim Idchul Sheni. Since other onsim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni, onus to Derech Rechoka Lomali De Idchul Rachmana Tvei Me Onus Achrini. Why did the Torah mention Derech Rechoka from other onsim? If you're locked in prison or whatever. Derech Rechoka Onesu. Derech Rechoka is just a type of ones. She'enu yochel ikonis kol shas shchita. He can't get to the place, he can't get to the Azara the entire time of the shchita. That's one, like Kedamrinim the Gemara, that's one shot in the Gemara of what Derech Rechoka is. He's too far away that the entire time, from the beginning of this man shchita sapesach till the end, he can't get there. Right? And to tell me that if he wants to do it, he can't do it, that's ridiculous. Of course he could do it. If he somehow could get there faster, he could make Korban Pesach. So why do you need to be told Derech Rechoka more than other onsim? Sheilup Tur Minakoris, Tomei v'Derech Rechoka v'Shogeg v'Nehanu. So Rashi learns, what's Pater from Koris? All the cases of onus. Tomei Derech Rechoka, Shogeg v'Nehanu. The Rambam would learn, the Eilup Tulim Koris is Tomei and Derech Rechoka, because the Torah mentioned them specifically. And all other onsim, Ilmaisa, if you didn't do Pesach Sheni, you're Chayiv Koris. The Eilup Chayovim, the Farshing Marn, I'll explain, what's the Eilup Chayovim? Which ones are Chayiv? If everything we mentioned in the Mishnah is Pater from Kares, if what's it called, if you were Nenas the Pesach Rishon, even though you didn't make Pesach Sheni, you're Pater from Kares, so what's Chayiv? Itmar, Chayiv B'Derech Rechoka, B'Shach Du V'Zorku Alav. Person was B'Derech Rechoka, but he got a message to a Shliach to Shecht, or he told somebody the day before, if I don't make it, Shecht for me. right? And he's Bederech Rechoka. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Rav Nachman says that he's Yotze, even though he personally is not there, right? He's Bederech Rechoka. But Lamaisa, that's only he's Potter from doing it. But if he can somehow get somebody to shech for him, that's fine. Rav Sheshe Amar Lo Hurtza. Rav Sheshe says no. The Torah said that derech, if you're Bederech Rechoka, you're Nidchet to Pesach Sheni. You can't make Pesach Rishon. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Nechasu Dechas Rachman Olav. The Torah had Rachmanis on him. If you're a Derech Rechoka, we're not going to be Machai of you for Pesach Rishon. You have a second chance Pesach Sheni. But if you somehow are able to get somebody to do it for you, that's fine. So it's not that you can't do Pesach Rishon. You don't have to do Pesach Rishon. Rav Sheshe Amar Lo Hurtza. Midcha Dachi Rachmana Ketame. And Rav Sheshe says, no, Derech Rechoka is like Tame. Just like Tame is Ein Shochtim Mizorkin, right, on a tamei who can't eat that night, or even somebody who could eat that night, right? The Rambam holds that certain cases you don't shech for that person. By tumas meis, tvul yom of a tamei meis. So the Torah said you can't. A tamei is out of the parsha of Pesach Rishon, and he has to make Pesach Sheni. He can't make Pesach Rishon. So too a person's Bederech Rechoka is out of the parsha of Pesach Rishon. He can't make Pesach Rishon. He has to make Pesach Tomei. That's what Rav Sheshe says.
Can he eat?
No, he can't. He can't. There's not money. Right, he's not money. So Rav Sheshe holds that when the Torah said Derech Rechoka, so it took the person out of the parsha of Pesach Rishon, and he has to make Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. Rashi. Shot to the Zorkolov, the heir of Yavo, and then he'll get there by the night and eat. He's far away. But he was Mamana Shliach to Shech for him, even though he's far away. Shein Yocholikonis Beshashrita, the Hanukol Sheshol, Sachkia Sachama. He won't get to Yerushalayim by Shkia. But his Shliach will Shech for him. So is he Yotze Korban Pesach or not? Hurtza Potem Nasheni. So Nachman holds, yeah, he's Yotze, and he's Potter from Pesach Sheni, and he'll eat at night. Ketame, and Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshe says, no, Ketame, velo asher klum, v'zokuk l'sheni. He's completely out of the parish of Pesach Rishon, because he's Bederech Rechoka. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Om Rav Nachman, minno amein olo. How do I know that what's it called, that b'dieved you Yotze, right, if you're Bederech Rechoka? That it's just that you don't have to make Pesach Rishon, but if somehow you got a shliach to do it for you, you yotze. Dishnan misha yatame o bederech rechoka velo also sarishon yasa sheni nechlal di boyot. Right? If he was bederech rechoka and he didn't make Pesach Rishon, mashma he could have made it, but he didn't. Right? So mashma you could, and if you did, you yotze. Rav Sheshe Amar Lo, how's Rav Sheshe going on the Mishnah? How do you learn Sefer? If you learn that the lo asa means that he could have done it, but he didn't, then how's the Sefer? The Sefer says if you had a shogeg or an ones, and you didn't do it, mashma, you could have done it. But if it's shogeg, you forgot it was Erev Pesach, you couldn't have done it. And an ones is you couldn't have done it. So what's the lashon therefore doesn't mean that you could have done it. It means it was impossible to do. Ela amazed Ketani Badayu. Must be that the Sefer is implying the case of Mazed, where you didn't make Pesach Rishon because you didn't want to do it. You could have done it, but you didn't. Chinami onen Ketani Badayu. Therefore in the ratio also you add another case. It's not only talking about Tomei and Derech Rechoka, those taka are mufka from Pesach Rishon. But it's talking in a case where you could have done it, but you didn't. Like the case of Onen. Rashi. Midiktani asa mechlaudi boy matzi ovid. Midiktani velo asa mechlaudi boy matzi ovid. Since the mission said, and you didn't do it, mashmi, you could have done it. The atomei leklob, you can't go on Tomei. Right, the al korchich at derech rechoka koma hadim, and Tomei for sure you couldn't do it. You're Tomei. Must be derech rechoka where you could have possibly done it, even though you were a derech rechoka. Ulatameh, Samar says, I don't know, Sefer Gabi Shogu Venenas, the Tana Su Zimnach Risi Veloasa. There it also said Veloasa. If you're being Medaik, Veloasa means you could have done it, but you didn't. How can Shogig and Ones be that you could have done it? If you could have done it, you weren't a Shogig or an Ones. A high Moknisla. Halo Shogig Velo Yoda Shayom Pesach. You were Shogig, you forgot it was Pesach. Hari Shogig Venena. So my boy, Ekala Memerhacha. What could you have done? Yelamaisa, it was impossible to do. Yelamaisa Lememer. Below also the Sefer, Mazik Tani Badai. Lo asa is including where you bedafka didn't do it because you didn't want to do it. Either you were shogeg or nenas or nezid. So then you make pesach sheni. But Allah koi v'lo asa. And on that, the Mishnah says lo asa. But not on shogeg or nenas. This is the same thing in the ratio. It's not going on tame and derech rechoka. Tame for sure it's not going on. Because it's not that you could have done it but you didn't want, but you didn't. Tame you can't do. If the kinds of tumah that are mufka, it's impossible. Elamai, you tell me it's going on Derech Rechoka. No, it's not going on Derech Rechoka either. So what is it going on? What's implied? Another case. Even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, it's implied. Right? You could possibly, an Onen, right, doesn't have to, but if he sent a Shliach or whatever, he could eat at night, and he could bring it. So if you're an Onen and you didn't send a Shliach, you bring Pesach Sheni. If you did send a Shliach, then you're part of from Pesach Sheni. But it's not going on Derech Rechoka. Derech Rechoka is completely mufka from the parish of Pesach Rishon. If you're far away, you don't send a Shliach. You're not allowed to send a Shliach. Okay, now the Gemara says, Omer Avashi Masnisa Nami Deka. You can medayik that's tako the pshat from the mission itself. Diktani elu pturim eikares the elu chayavim beikares. Now the mission ends. These are potter from kares. These are chayav from kares. Which is these and those, right? Ahai ilay mashogeg the nenas. If it's going on shogeg and nenas, shogeg the nenas bnei kares nenu. If you're shogeg the nenas, you're not going to be chayav kares for not bringing pesach rishon. It's an honest. It's shogeg. Not chayiv koris for that. El alav, and there's no korban. Chatos, because it's an essay. El alav, amazed. The oning must be going on the case where you could have done it and you didn't. Then, if you don't bring Pesach Sheni, you're chayiv koris. So it must be that the Mishnah is going on what's implied, not necessarily what it says with Erish. Masnisen nami deker, de mezid va'oning toniba. That ones that what's it called that mezid and onain are implied in the ratio and the sefer. Ahai k'toni chayav mikoris. On which cases is it going that you're chayav koris? Can't be going on ones and shogeg, or on tomei derech rechoka because you're not chayav koris. Okay, for Rav Nachman, what is Rav Nachman going to do with this diuk? For Rav Nachman omer lecha la'olam amezid lechudei. Right, really, it's going only on mezid. But not on a case where you could have brought but you didn't, like owning. Uvedinu di boyale lemisne chayiv. The high diktoni chayovim. I thought it's only going on one case. It should have said chayiv koris, not chayovim. This has to be more than one case for chayovim. The high diktoni chayovim. I did tana reisha pturim tana sefer chayovim. Since it said in the Reisha Pturim in the plural, it said in the Sefer Chayovim also in the plural. Rashi, Rav Nachman, the Omer lo tnan onin in Bereisha, velo osa aderech rechoka koi. According to Rav Nachman, you don't have to add an implied thing in the Reisha. Onin, who could make a shliach but chose not to. It's going on derech rechoka. And derech rechoka, you didn't have to bring Korban Pesach. Because you were Bederech Rechoka, but if you did, it's okay. So you don't need to add an implied thing according to Rav Nachman. What's there is enough. It's going on the case of Derech Rechoka, Im Asa, not on what's implied. Right? Omer Lechasefa Vadi Mezid Mechsereba. So Rav Nachman will say, I agree that in the Sefa you have to add the implied thing. Because if you don't add the implied thing, it doesn't make any sense. She'elu Pturim, the Elu Chayavim. What? How? Oh, shogging and onish for sure. Nachayv karet. So it must be something implied, which is the case of mezid. But what's it called? But in the reisha, it's not the case of onain that is talked about. It's the case of derech rechoka, and that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So then, what's the elu chayavim bikares? Can only go on mezid, right? So why does it say plural? That's the question. The law koy below also the sefer. The chayavim bikares number 11.